I'm Rebecca Ibarra, filling in for Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. The drive to unionize Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama, continues to intensify, with some celebrities and elected officials announcing their support. And last weekend, although he didn't endorse the formation of the union, President Biden chimed in.
Today and over the next few days and weeks, workers in Alabama and all across America are voting on whether to organize a union in their workplace. This is vitally important choice as America grapples with the deadly pandemic, the economic crisis, and the reckoning on race, what it reveals the deep disparities that still exist in our country.
For the past few months, the Amazon workers in Alabama have been organizing against a company that has vehemently fought unionization efforts in the past. And in early February, workers began casting their votes on whether to form a union or not. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, Amazon workers began denouncing difficult working conditions, saying the company was exploiting them, making them work long hours for little pay and under precarious conditions. If the majority of workers in the Alabama warehouse vote yes, this will be the first Amazon workplace to be unionized. Here to help us understand the unionizing efforts in Alabama is Lauren Kaori Gurley, staff writer at Motherboard, Vice's tech site. Lauren, great to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca.
Can you tell us what workers have been telling you regarding the unionization efforts? How are they feeling?
Yeah, I was actually down in Bessemer, Alabama last week interviewing workers. I think, you know, there are very strong yes and no camps and still a lot of undecided or uninterested voters. I think people, the job is extremely draining and difficult. And, you know, you have a lot of people who are really focused on that. That said, I think there's, like I said, there is a very strong, like, contingent of workers who feel that, you know, this warehouse only opened in March of 2020, so it's brand new. They feel like Amazon has let them down, like they did not realize how stressful and straining on their bodies and mental health this job is. They didn't recognize that before, and they began organizing very early on and received, like, the union drive gained momentum, you know, quicker and more forcefully than any other Amazon union drive that has, you know, taken place so far in the company's history.
You've reported on the many ways Amazon has challenged unionization efforts. So let's break down some of these examples in Alabama. What kind of outreach has Amazon been engaging in with workers?
Oh my God, so much outreach. It's in some ways, it's a classic union busting campaign. They are, you know, posting signs in their warehouse telling workers, you know, why, you know, joining a union would potentially take away some of their benefits, could lower their wages. There are signs in the bathroom stalls. They are receiving almost daily text messages from Amazon using this same rhetoric. There have been captive audience meetings. Some workers have been, you know, captive audience meetings are when the employer forces workers on work on the clock to sit through an anti-union presentation. They are paying the top union busting law firm and consulting firms in the U.S. to fight this union drive. Some of the more unconventional things they're doing, a lot of this organizing for this union drive has actually incredibly taken place on a small strip of sidewalk outside of the warehouse in Bessemer, where organizers have access. It's a brief moment before the street light changes where workers and organizers can talk. Amazon had the traffic light where this was all taking place changed and made it shorter. They requested from the county, Jefferson County, where Bessemer is, to change that stoplight, which was sort of what their whole strategy was predicated around that. They've also installed a USPS mailbox on site. They're not allowed to do on-site voting. The NLRB said no on-site voting because of COVID, only mail-in voting. And Amazon has cleverly gotten USPS to install a mailbox feet away from the front door of the facility and is now texting workers to vote from there. Workers say they feel surveilled. So there are a ton of different tactics that they're using. They're passing out vote now t-shirts. They're passing around things that workers can put in their car to indicate that they're voting no. They're sending out care packages to workers who might be sick with literature about why they should vote no. The list goes on and on.
Is this legal? Does the National Labor Review Board allow this to happen during a unionization drive?
Yeah, so the NLRB, they allow, there's a very fine line about what you can and can't do. For example, you cannot ask a worker, are you voting yes or no? Do you support the union drive or not? But you can use other tactics like telling workers why, you know, maybe what negative things could happen if they join unions. You can basically lie and, you know, create propaganda about anti-union propaganda. You cannot interfere with workers' right under the National Labor Relations Act to organize. So you cannot retaliate against workers who are pro-union. You cannot surveil them or even create the impression of surveillance. So Amazon is occupying this gray area where they have these top union busting lawyers in the country figuring out ways where they can sort of bend the rules without breaking the law and get their anti-union message across.
Do we know if other Amazon warehouse locations are also looking to unionize, or are they looking to Alabama for inspiration?
Yeah, actually last week, a group of Teamsters local in Iowa announced that they were organizing two distribution centers in Iowa. We've seen a huge uptick in organizing in Amazon warehouses since the pandemic started and since Amazon, you know, briefly offered $2 of hazard pay and then took it away, and briefly offered unlimited unpaid leave and then took it away. We've seen walkouts and organizing going on in Sacramento, in Queens, New York, in Chicago, near the Twin Cities in Minnesota, in the Inland Empire of California. These organizing drives are, some of them are with the help of a union, some of them are independent, worker-led. Those ones, the latter ones I just mentioned, aren't directly a response to what's going on in Alabama. They were going on beforehand, but I think a lot of people feel galvanized and energized by what's going on in Alabama. So I think we can expect to see more of this, regardless of whether the union wins in Alabama or not.
Lauren Corey-Gurley is a staff writer at Motherboard, Vice's tech site. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We reached out to Amazon for this story, and spokesperson Heather Knox sent us a statement. Here's an excerpt. We don't believe the retail, wholesale, and department store union represents the majority of our employees' views. Our employees choose to work at Amazon because we offer some of the best jobs available everywhere we hire, and we encourage anyone to compare our total compensation package, health benefits, and workplace environment to any other company with similar jobs. It's important that employees understand the facts of joining a union and the election process. We will provide education about that and the election process so they can make an informed decision. Companies are permitted to communicate with their views about unions or a specific union to their employees, just as unions may freely express theirs on the same topics. You can read the entirety of Amazon's statement on thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.